You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 43%. That's how much Snap stock dropped on Tuesday. The parent company of Snapchat warned the night before that it wouldn't meet growth targets for the current quarter. Management cited a weaker economic environment and less discretionary consumer spending, plus other headwinds. All combined, that means less demand from brands to reach potential customers by advertising. The Snap news sent every stock involved in advertising tumbling on Tuesday, with digital ads hit the hardest. Those include Meta platforms, Alphabet, and Pinterest. Social media ad campaigns can be turned on or off at the click of a button, making them the most sensitive in the near term to ad spending. Compare that with TV advertising or physical billboards. Those tend to be purchased in advance on long-term contracts. The next number up is 4. That's how many months in a row that U.S. new home sales have declined. April data released Tuesday showed a 17% decline from March and 27% from April of 2021. Rising prices and higher mortgage rates have weighed on affordability and demand for new homes. The Federal Reserve has already raised interest rates this year and is expected to continue doing so, and it's no longer buying mortgage-backed securities. That's feeding through to the interest rates that banks are charging mortgage borrowers. The national average rate on a 30-year mortgage jumped more than a full percentage point between March and April. Meanwhile, house prices have risen sharply over the past 2 years as people moved during the pandemic and shifted to work-from-home lifestyles. Some buyers are simply being priced out of the market. Our last number is more than 5 times. That's the ratio of insider sellers to insider buyers at S&P 500 firms so far in May. Company insiders, including CEOs, board members, and other executives, are required to disclose their stock trades with the SEC. Some investors like to track those for insight into how bullish or bearish the people who should know the company the best are on its stock. This month, insiders are largely sticking to the sidelines. That continues the trend from the first quarter. While there has been a lot more selling than buying, there hasn't been much of either relative to their historical averages. In short, insiders aren't seeing a lot to like these days, but they're not willing to sell out at steep discounts either. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.